Governor Jim Doyle.
Despite applause and smiling faces, the governor noted last year challenged the tourism industry. He says flooding, high gas prices, and turmoil on Wall Street took their toll on the state. Therefore, the new state logo, Live Like You Mean It, holds a double meaning in his mind given the times.
People really are going back to basics, and they really are deciding what's most important to them. One of the things Wisconsin has to offer, certainly in tourism, but I think also we have to offer to businesses and everyone, is that this is a state where if you want to have people who work really hard, people who take great pride in what they do, but people who also have a lot of fun doing it, then Wisconsin is the state to be.
State Tourism Secretary Kelly Trumbull is optimistic about the summer season. She believes the state will benefit from residents hitting local attractions, or what's become known as staycations.
Our number one customer are Wisconsin residents, and then Chicagoland and the Twin Cities. So we rank right at the top in the Midwest, and it is our culture. It's the originality of our people who create these great original experiences and our natural resources.
All of which have attracted prominent figures, according to Governor Doyle.
We actually have a president of the United States right now who has said to me on quite a number of occasions that in the years of living in Chicago, where would he always go, as he put it, for a little R&R? He would go to Wisconsin. So he knows the value of tourism.
In La Crosse, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.